B-Pod Studios.
Oh,
it's our Friday.
I know. We didn't mention it on the radio, but yeah, we're not going to be in tomorrow, so we're taking off. But we are doing a rap party podcast for you guys. We didn't do one yesterday because we went out to hand out signs, and we're kind of short-staffed right now, so we all have to pick and choose when we can sit down and record a podcast. It doesn't mean we don't love you.
It's just you know, tough times.
You know, COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Although somebody sent us a message and said, stop talking about COVID-19 on the rap party. They want to laugh. But,
really?
Yeah. That same person also said that they loved our show. So, you know. I will say that when we talked about Nicole today, we talked about how we were going to drop off Frontline Hero Lives Here signs. And she took the station vehicle. I took my own car because I had a bail afterwards. But, you know, she said, hey, you drive. I'm going to go. In fact, she left before us to go get the station vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So when I left 5 minutes after she did, I expected to walk out of the building and see her down there in the station vehicle ready to go.
She was in the car with her girlfriend for a long time.
Right. She wasn't downstairs. She was still upstairs where they parked the vehicle. And so I waited like 3-4 minutes and I'm like, she's not coming. I called her. I go, yo. She's like, I'm on my way down. She didn't say we're on our way down. You know, very secretive, that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally she comes down and I still don't know that Kylie, her girlfriend, is in the vehicle with her. And then I expect her to just like follow me. Well, I'm sitting there and I'm like, hello, you know, let's go. So I back up. And as I back up, the vehicle is just sitting there. Then finally the passenger door opens and out pops her girlfriend. And I go, oh, look at this.
So she spent a lot of time alone in the car with Kylie.
Yeah, definitely.
And then do you think that she was trying to hide in the garage to quickly get Kylie out?
No, I don't think so. I just find it, funny how different everyone is. Like, she's like, eh, none of your business. Not, you know, doesn't pertain to you.
Right.
My girlfriend. Do you think I'm nuts for
I think they were hooking up in the station vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, they probably were.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they were doing up there.
They hook up all over the city.
They have a tendency to hook up in public.
Yeah, and in public places.
Yeah. So I know what was going on. I was like, ooh, we haven't soiled this in yet, so let's go ahead and do that.
But it's like I said on the radio, if I had Amanda in the car with me or I had anybody in the car with me, I would have been like, hey, I'm here with blah, blah, blah. We're on our way down. Mm-hmm. It's going to take an extra second for me to dump her off. It's almost selfish.
Okay, all right, pull back a little.
People told me that I was being too dramatic.
Yeah, pull back a little. There's only so far I'll go with you.
You won't take the selfish ride?
Yeah, I won't do that.
Well, why not fill me in all the way and tell me?
Yeah.
But I think so too that they hooked up.
At least making out up
there. Yeah.
Did you hook up with Kylie in the car?
Would I or did I?
Did you the other day?
No.
Bible,
yeah.
Because you guys were up there for quite some time.
Are you just doing this for the radio? Because it was literally less than 2 minutes.
No, it's the rap party. And it was longer than that because I had forgotten that you had left before me.
You left before him and went to go get the car early.
Well, yeah, we walked upstairs. And I told you I couldn't find the vehicle because it wasn't on the normal floor. All things I told you. Stop being dramatic.
Yeah, they hooked up.
After 10, no more breaks.
Somebody texted and said that they low-key love Nicole.
They do. They know she has a big fan base.
And I said,
they're very protective. By the way, that was our boss in the background. He doesn't understand that we're doing a podcast.
I said, you have to line up. All the straight women line up here. And that person texted back and said, just because I'm married doesn't mean I'm straight. Sometimes some things have to be done as a cover-up for a time being. With a smiley face.
Wait, what is she saying?
Just because I'm married doesn't mean I'm straight.
Who says this?
This person that texted.
Okay.
She said some things have to be done as a cover-up for the time being.
Oh, so she's secretly gay.
I think she says that she's low-key in love with Nicole, and I'm a female. And I jokingly said, line of straight girls lines up here. Because a lot of straight women love Nicole as well, my wife being one of them.
Well, she has this... Nicole has this, how do I say this? This masculine side of her with the tattoos and the undercut.
An edgy side.
Yeah, that people really flock to.
I don't know if I call her masculine, but
yeah. Yeah, I know. That was a bad word.
An edgy side.
Yeah, maybe edgy. So I could see where women would flip for that.
Anyway, I mean, women all over the place love Nicole.
Did you see that person that texted you that they're married and they low-key love you? Straight women all over the place love you.
She's in a different studio, y'all, so we're talking to her. That's why you don't hear my voice.
Cool.
Yeah, she said that's pretty cool.
What?
I know this about Nicole. When she said goodbye to Kylie, they said I love you to each other.
Now, that's strange to me because they're technically not girlfriend and girlfriend.
And Kylie's moving out.
They're technically roommates that are moving out and that there's not a... So get this. There's not a...
Can you come in here and social distance on the microphone?
No. I mean, we can... Okay, that's fine.
Why are you obsessed with me?
Well, it's because you're interesting. She has no labels. They're not technically dating, but she'd be upset if they were seeing other people.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah.
Wrap your head around that one.
So the question is, why is Kylie moving out now that you guys are saying I love you to each other?
We've been saying that.
Okay, but like, why is she moving out?
But if you love someone, why are they moving out?
So she moved in, and it was more of a financial decision than anything. It wasn't like we were taking that next step because there was no first step. I essentially moved out with my ex-girlfriend and moved in with her. Well, that didn't work well for my mental health and for my brain. So I had to slow things down because I couldn't wrap my head and I didn't like the path that I was going down in my head. So I had to make things less complicated in one sense of my life. So I chose to do that with Kylie. Kylie, super understanding, has been great through it all, is someone who really understands my mental health and what I go through on a personal basis. And so she's slowed down. So essentially the past 6 months have been very low-key trying to take things back to basics, but it's hard to take things back to basics
when you're living together. When you ran through it so fast.
So her moving out is a good thing and is something that we're both excited for because now we can really start over and go through that dating phase. And now it's going to be more of an effort thing and...
Do you know where she's moving?
Mm-hmm. South Park.
With who?
Her best friend.
So to make things less complicated, instead of just going into one relationship where you're living with the person to another relationship where you're living with the person, you are living with the person, you are not dating, but you'd be upset if they were dating someone else.
Yeah, so we talked about it ourselves and... Really, what we came down to is, hey, all right, we would still hook up. I mean, we'd go periods of times where we wouldn't hook up, but, I mean, there was a couple...
You were hooking up and not saying I love you.
Yeah, like there would be a couple
That's
of
cool.
times where we'd yeah. hook up and then she'd go in her bedroom, I'd go in mine. And it was dope. But then there's periods of times where we sleep together every night of the week. So it just really fluctuated a lot. So really to make things work in our minds is we said, hey, it's you and me until it's not. And
And that was after you caught her talking to some guy.
No, that was before. Like that was just from
it
the get go.
It just seems and I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean this in a good way. It just seems like after the chaos of you being on Tinder and you catching her talking to some guy like that it took that for you guys to get your relationship straight.
Oh yeah, like there was conversation. There was conversations that were had after that where it was like because I was mentally and physically done. Like I didn't want to view her that way. I didn't want to think of her that way.
Yeah, I thought you were moving on to someone else.
And then there was conversations had where she asked and where she straight up said, hey, I effed up. I don't want to lose this. And I think that because we were moving in the direction of moving out and that was always the goal of her to move out and to us to start from square one. Well, when all this happened, I mean, we weren't necessarily doing great, mm-hmm. but it's not like she acted on anything. So I realized
after the fire of it all, I could only be so upset.
Right.
And I just get over things really
quick. They never really hooked up at all. You're confident in that.
Oh, yeah. I'm confident.
So let me ask you this, Maine. Sorry. I know you haven't been there to ask, but with the fact that she's trying to do everything to make this work because of her little fuck up, do you get anything you want? Like, can you take, like, because I know she's bringing you Smoothie King. I know that
she's taking rides with you in the station vehicle.
I'm just saying, is she doing anything and everything to make up for what she's done?
I wouldn't say it in like a weird way. I mean, there's definitely effort that's being put in.
Yeah,
it's not like effort that doesn't make sense. Like, I'm not saying, hey, remember when you hurt my feelings? can you do this for me?
Yeah.
You know, like it's not like that, but there's definitely effort.
I would take advantage of the situation. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not in the mood for that tonight, but definitely let's do this. Just always my way all the
time. Taking total advantage of it. I just find it interesting that it took something to get you straightened out in your relationship, which is like with me after Dean was born, I had no idea. I had just started like the radio show with the other crew. And we were all like, I was like immersed into like a new house and like a whole new life. And like, I ignored my relationship. And Amanda straight up was like, babe, you don't understand. Like, if we don't start going to counseling, I'm moving out. And I was like, oh shit, it's that bad. She's like, I'm looking at apartment complexes. I was like, we just moved into a house. And
yeah.
She's like, yeah, you're ignoring my needs and stuff, and, idiot.
And that's kind of like what, when I stepped away, that's what I kind of realized is when it happened in April, I mean, things weren't great, and it wasn't like I was giving her any indication that this would work, you know, like, mm-hmm. like it was very, we probably hadn't hooked up in a month or two. We hadn't had conversations of anything. It's, you know, we weren't necessarily getting along 100% at that time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted you to come in and talk about that so that people understand what's going on. That's what the wrap party is. We dive a little deeper into things we talk about on the air.
The funny part is everyone else understands.
Well,
no one.
It is a little sticky. For
Thank
someone
you,
who
Roy.
Tried to make it less complicated, it's very complicated.
It's only complicated to explain it, but like, it's me, it's her. We're happy. It works. It's
I'm
not
sure.
like the like. That's the thing is, you two are just two curious fucks. Like, at all times. But my friends have no questions.
Your friend Allie thinks everything's perfectly.
Yeah, I'm
you're
sure.
telling
Whatever.
Me. Hang on, you
Casey.
Can't,
every time we go out,
you can't go from Tinder to a month later saying I love you without us at least having some follow up.
Right.
I had Tinder for less than 24 hours.
It was like Dallas and Loren being like, things aren't working out, to all of a sudden she's pregnant. Not that's not what happened, but that would be like similar. Like, you know, I don't know if things are working out. Then she comes in and goes, I'm pregnant.
We'd say just connect the dots. Just
right.
Take us down the road.
That's what we want. We like to have the dots connected.
So there's no label yet.
Correct.
But you guys are thinking about making it official soon.
When we were talking about this on the air, somebody said, shut up, Manny. Not everybody likes to label their relationships. What? Yeah, everybody likes to label their relationships.
No,
that's the whole
true.
Idea of being
they
in a
really,
relationship.
They really
then you're
don't.
Just hooking up. Then it's not a relationship if you don't label it.
That's not true. I didn't label my relationship for 4 months.
You probably were just dating.
Yeah, we were
okay,
dating.
Okay, so that's a label. We're dating.
Okay, if you really want to go that route.
Yeah, but it's really not. Like, I don't need a label. If her and I are good, like if right now I say, hey, we're not hooking up with anybody else, we're only seeing each other, but I don't want to put a label on it, she'd be like, all right, cool, we're good.
Yeah.
And that's what we've done, and that's what it is, and it works.
Okay. All right. Any questions for us?
So let's talk about you when your wife almost left you.
Any questions for us?
Let's pull that apart.
I mean,
was she looking for apartments?
Around where the house was in,
and
in the Valentine area.
What were you specifically doing? Like, were you out partying a lot?
Well, it made her mad when the show was in its first year. So we moved here in March of 2012, and Dean was born in April of 2013.
Now, that's complicated because as someone who started show, and we had to restart this show when the other people left, the first year is critical because you have to get the show off its feet.
Right. in the first year of being a parent is also critical.
So you had the worst timing.
So but we didn't really communicate, and that's what a major issue is in our relationship, and anybody's relationship is communication, because we didn't communicate. I was like, here,
I got to go to a chili cook-off this
here's
weekend.
Here's the baby. I'm out. I got to go do show stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's not flying. That's not what I want.
Yeah.
And I was like, sorry, baby, that's what we signed up for. Like,
she's like, I didn't.
Yeah, kind of. Let's put it this way. Dean was born April 24th. We did Play Anything Day when we used to do that and raise money in May for Levine mm-hmm. Children's Hospital. And we'd be here on a 12-hour broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
We did that. And we raised a record amount of money. It was like the second year that they'd done, the station did it. And it was the first year that our show did it. And so instead of going right home to the baby who is 3 weeks old, I went out and celebrated.
Ooh, bad idea.
Oh, my God. I will say.
We did that too. But of course, the kids were grown then. But we celebrated.
Yeah, I was much better with Ruby.
Yeah. And Amanda has said that you were like a completely different person.
And I don't even realize. I guess if I look back, I would see that it was bad. But at the time, I was like, this is just what I have to do. Like, I'm trying to get my career going. And
you're trying to get everyone at the radio station to like you and go out and have drinks at Carrabba's after.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're like playing the game.
Yeah.
You know? But family's always first.
Always first.
And that'll never change. So that's what it was.
Now, and would you not text Amanda and say, hey, we're going to go out for a celebratory drink? You just wouldn't come back home until...
No, I told her. I was like, she was disappointed with the text message. I said, hey, we just raised this amount of money. She's like, awesome. I said, I'm going to go with Cass and Drex and go get a drink. And she's like, you're not coming home? And I was like, no, I will. I mean, the baby's going to be here. The baby's 3 weeks old. It's not like the baby's going anywhere.
That's so you, man.
That's so me.
That is so you.
That's so
at that
you.
Point, you probably just shouldn't text and just go home.
Yeah. Well, like, you have to understand, though, where I came from. I came from two older brothers who are super selfish. I came from a dad who was like, you never give a time when you're coming home to your wife. And you never ask your wife for permission to do anything, because then she'll have you by the balls.
One thing I do notice is that you don't communicate your plans to your wife, like, at all.
Even now, you think?
Yeah. Like, you...
There's a lot of instances where you're like, oh, wait, I didn't check with Amanda. I actually can't do that.
Yeah. Like, you will, like there would have been a time, you know how you came over to cut my trees?
Mm-hmm.
There probably would have been a time where you wouldn't have told Amanda that that was going to happen Saturday.
Yeah, now with the extra kid in there with Ruby.
You do, but you'd have been like, oh, yeah, well, no, I'm doing this. I'm helping Roy out.
And Dean's coming with me, and I wouldn't even have asked Dean if he wanted to go.
I've witnessed that many times. You do not like, whereas I tell Sterling everything I'm doing.
You over-communicate.
Well, because I want him to know, I don't know why I want him to know where I am at all times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, Amanda and I had a huge argument, and we still haven't got it squared away. Like, we've agreed to just, like, move on from it, but we haven't agreed. I sent a text message to Loren, and I was like, hey, last Friday, I said, hey, do you want to jump on with us next week? We'll promote it over the weekend, you know, mm-hmm. that you're going to jump on. And she thought it was wrong for me to reach out to her.
Well, but we already have a pre-established agreement that Loren would pop on.
That didn't matter.
No, I don't think it was – I don't think Friday was weird, but there was – it was like day two. And you were like, hey, want to pop on or something. And I was like, damn.
Well, see, now this is where I'm conflicted, because we're in a show. We do a show.
I said that to Amanda. I said, we're in show business, and it's a different thing than a 9-to-5, you know. And I saw Dylan Dreyer from the Today Show in the hospital bed on her phone doing a thing with Hoda.
I mean, I would want to tell my audience.
And she did. And by the way, if Loren, I think Loren's response was, I can't do it today, but tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Right? So I said to her, hey, do you want to come on for a segment? And Amanda got mad, because Amanda is very much into women's rights and very much like, it's so typical of a guy to asking a woman, like, she went there. Like, it's the guy asking the woman to come on the show and fuck that and fuck you. Who do you think you are? She's going to come, you know, she'll tell you when she's ready. And I'm like, it's not like that. And she didn't want to hear it. And I still think she's wrong. And I'll let you know we have a therapy session. Maybe schedule for tomorrow. I don't even know. But that's going to come up.
I know your schedule. Yeah, yeah. If it was any other job, I'd be like, that's weird.
I agree half and half. Because I know it. Like, if I don't know. It's her second, so maybe that makes it a little different.
I don't know. But that's, Amanda, also that's what you should sign up for.
That's what
when
you
you're
sign
a performer.
Up for. That's what our salary is what we make for putting our lives out there.
Yeah.
And She said she disagreed.
What? Then what's, what do we do?
Well,
what
no, she agreed with that, but she doesn't think that, she said that when Loren's ready to put her life out there and talk about it, she'll hit you.
I remember the time we were upset because Loren talked about the passing of her dog on our blog and not on our radio show. And that was a whole thing. I'm like, listen,
we kept asking her, we get paid
to provide content here.
Right. Not your all the F words blog.
Yeah.
And she didn't talk to us for like, she even moved out of the office
she
for a couple
really
days. Were you here for that?
Yeah. Because she would text me when she needed to ask you guys something. Yeah. And I would have to ask. And I just remember being like, are you fucking serious?
How stupid was she? She would
come in at 5. She'd get here early, go to a cubicle. She got a new cubicle. And when we have our own office, and
did
then
she did our bosses know? Like, did she
no,
ask?
No.
If our bosses knew, they wouldn't be happy.
No, we didn't go there. But she would come in at 5:58, and then when the show would be over, she would go to her cubicle at like 10:05.
But we were so professional. Every segment we did, you had no idea.
Which it's funny though, because that's back when our show was doing really well. And then now,
whoa! I mean, the show still does well in the ratings that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but we were doing really
well. We're number one with women 18-34.
Yeah, we are in our demo, but our show was doing really well then. And then we had to take a couple dips for her to realize, hey, we could be fired.
Yeah.
So it's time for everybody to buckle down and just do whatever it takes to get ratings.
Yeah, and I've said it 1,000 times on the podcast and on the show. To a fault, I put the show first. Like, like I'm always putting stuff out there. I'm getting in trouble, and now, like Amanda said, no more. Like, never mention the nanny, which I've never have. I've never put the nanny
well,
stuff
Well, the problem
out.
That we have, who's that?
Kylie.
Oh, the problem we have is that our significant others hate our jobs. Like,
that's
Sterling
true.
Hates radio. Amanda hates radio.
Dallas doesn't really care. Although he's like, sometimes, so like, you know, he has a medical job.
Yeah.
And I'll go in.
Why can't you talk about your nanny? Just true personal.
Because Amanda doesn't want to lose her. Amanda's like, don't make the nanny mad by saying anything about her
that's
life.
Smart.
Yeah, and I just always left her out. She's, I mean, I've mentioned how great she is, but, you know, truth be told, like, I wanted her to come on to talk about when her son moved back home, what it was like, because she tells me great things when I go pick the kids up.
Yeah, but
her son
no
just
go.
Moved back from Clemson. He's a freshman. You know, I'd love to have them on.
Yeah.
But Amanda's like, don't. I don't want that on.
What's some other no-no areas?
Her mom and her grandmother. I did the story not here, but when I met Amanda in Memphis and we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda's great-grandmother. Grandma,
can you tell me a story you're not allowed to tell me?
Well, no, I did this on the air.
Okay.
So I'm telling. So Grandma Bruni, great Grandma Bruni died. And when Granny Bruni died, her grandmother sent her a letter from Granny Bruni after Granny Bruni had died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right? That's what I thought. So I put that on the air. And
how did she do that? Drop it in? Does she know
that
she
was a no-no.
How'd she know
that? She was just like, I just want you to know that.
No, but like, how do you even do that?
She just wrote a note and signed it. And, you know, she was like, she wrote, so the grandma wrote a card. It was a card. And on the left side, it was like, thank you for your support during these times. And, you know, Granny Bruni loved you. And then on the right side, it was like, Amanda, thank you so much for taking care of my daughter.
So she knew she was going to pass and she dropped it in the mail.
No, Kat. She was already dead. And she wrote from, like, basically from the grave.
What?
Dude, I'm telling you. I know good content. If there's one thing I know in radio, I might not know when to shut up. My bosses might hate me because I'm loud. But I know what to put on, and I know when things are crazy. I'm telling you.
That's such an interesting
story. So I went on the air, and Riley, my co-host at the time, who now works in D.C., was like, what? Like, your reaction. And I'm like, yeah, is that odd or sweet? I don't even know. Amanda thinks it's sweet, and I think it's odd. And I guess grandma heard about it and was upset. So that's a no-no.
Yeah. A lot of stories with Sterling I got to pick and choose. He's a no-no.
Well, there's one I want you to tell next week that I thought for sure you wouldn't tell.
Oh, with his work?
Yeah.
I think I can get away with that one.
Don't even bring it up to him.
I think I can get away with that one. There's some things that I do this really bad habit where I don't take into account that he has a job where people could probably roast him and bust his balls about things.
And they have.
Mm-hmm. So like anything that's embarrassing, which
that
I think
we
is
say
funny,
on the air,
I just have to kind of censor that a little bit. So,
yeah, I mean, Amanda's fine about me talking about her stuff on the air, but she's like, you're so dumb. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
well, look at us on the rap party diving into our.
Yeah, there you have
complicated
it.
Complexities.
Right.
Of our internal relationships.
There you go. All right. We hope you enjoyed the Rap Party Podcast. We got to go. I got to go record a bunch of commercials.
I got to record
you
multiple
do your afternoon
shows.
Show. You got weekend shows.
There's tons of stuff.
All right. Thanks, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.